You should have the notes there. We are back in the book of Proverbs. I've been here, but I haven't. We haven't been doing this since, I think, February. I was out of town a couple weeks, and then we had some special speakers, so we have to kind of pick that up. Can I get a little monitor? I think it's a little weak on the monitor. Okay, Proverbs. We were looking for a couple lessons in February at the virtuous man. We talked for a while about the virtuous woman back last year, but we're talking about the virtuous man. Of course, Proverbs is the book that speaks to wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to really take God's truth and make it a part of our everyday life. And we want to do that, of course. We looked at Proverbs 31 when we looked at the virtuous lady and the characteristics that God has for them. When it comes to men, the greatest hindrance and the greatest temptation to men to be virtuous is our flesh. Men are motivated differently than ladies. Thank God for that. Okay. Men are different than ladies. Really, thank God for that. Okay. If you're a man, thank God you're a man. And if you're a lady, we're so glad you're with us, okay? Thank God you're a lady. Well, is one better than the other? Of course we're better. No, we're not. God made you who you are, okay? Don't try to be something different. And anyhow, so that's our temptation. Our society is soft on this unfleshly sin. And what sin are we talking about? We're talking about the sin of immorality. And it's so prominent in our culture, and it's just so accepted now. And good people it's ruining lives, and it's ruining us. The only time our society harps on it is if somebody says something that's biblical or scriptural. Okay, Manny Pacquiao several years ago. Filipinos, that's Manny Pacquiao and Miss Philippines. Those are your two heroes, right? The only difference is she won and Manny did not win that fight, so that was too bad. But he made a comment in defense of God's view of marriage and against homosexuality. And I think it was Nike came out and they said, well, you're not going to endorse this anymore. And to Pacquiao's credit, he goes, fine, go ahead. Now, it's funny, Tiger Woods, who is a serious adulterer, Nike had no problem with that. Okay? Our society is just warped. And so we need to make sure, as Christians, particularly men, but ladies, this will apply to you too. Because when there's immorality, last time I checked, there's a man and a woman. And so we all need to be careful for this. And so we were looking at that. Now, I'm just going to give these 8 points that we gave in February. We'll walk through them, and then we'll get some new stuff here. We said, first of all, number one, that it all starts inwardly, so we must guard our minds. We've talked much about that. We said, number two, see the consequences of your immoral actions. And you have the verses there. If for some reason you missed more lessons, you could read the verses there. Number three, there is never any rational justification for adultery. None. Number four, the battle is first lost spiritually. By the way, all of the battles are first lost spiritually, but particularly in this one. Number five, the deed done damages your spiritual character. Number six, your reputation takes a permanent hit. Number seven, a commitment to the Bible helps us avoid immorality. Number eight, be careful how you behave towards a strange woman. We'll talk a little bit more about her in a minute. But for our definition, a strange woman, men, is anybody who's not your wife. You say, well, good, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not married. Then you got to be careful, too. If you're not married, you wait till marriage. So that anybody is a strange woman to you, too. But you got to be very careful about that. Now, let's delve into some new points here. Number nine. This is new. Don't be spiritually naive to immorality. Don't be spiritually naive to immorality. Okay? Let's be alert. Let's be focused. Let's watch ourselves. Let's be clean. Proverbs, now point seven, a commitment to the Bible. We read the first five verses of chapter 7. Chapter 7 tells a story. in detail of a man who falls. And I think God's not telling us that just to you know, lay it out there. He wants us to learn from it. And so that's what we need to do. It started with not being in tune from the word that he spoke about at the beginning of the chapter. And because of that, some things happen. By the way, we're going to see some of the things. He blew through some spiritual flashing red lights. What's a flashing red light? It's something that tells you, watch out, caution, be careful. Something's there you're supposed to avoid. And by the way, if you're heading down the wrong path, there'll be some of those. And you'll know it. And you're going to have to purposely bypass them. And so you want to be very, very careful. You want to pay attention to those flashing red lights. Don't be spiritually naive. When someone does something wrong, it is never a fall, but it's always a steady progression towards it. Nobody is doing great, loves their wife, great marriage, everything's wonderful, and, you know, reading their Bible, praying, loving God, and one day it just happens. Doesn't happen that way. There are steps that happen. And you blow through some things. And if we're naive, we kind of take them for granted, or we get ourselves in trouble. But there are some other details here. Look at the verses there. I believe they're on your paper. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 to 9. Following after the words, after his admonition to stay in the word of God and to listen to what God is telling him and to keep him in your heart. Verse number 6, it says, "For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement." Now, is this a metamorphical story, or did they really see this? I don't know. "And behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house." Now, verse 5 talked about the strange woman. "In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night." Now let's unpack these verses and let's learn a few things here, okay? Letter A, this man who was spiritually naive. Letter A, he acted out of his simplicity. It says in verse 6, "and beheld among the simple ones." There he was. There was some simple ones. There was this group of those that were simple. They were naive. Remember, Proverbs talks about the fool, one who ignores and defies God's principles. He talks about the wise man, the one who seeks to live God's word and apply it to his life. And then there's the simple one. The simple one is not, they don't know what's going on. They haven't applied themselves to wisdom. Now, they're not a fool where they're saying, "I'm going to ignore God," but they're also not wise to that point. They may be growing to that point, or they may be choosing to be simple. And he says, here's this one. They're simple. They were unsuspecting. By the way, they're just hanging out. They're not being careful. When you're in a group like that, it's going to rub off on you. You know, if it's a bunch of simple ones, there's not a wise one in there to say, "Hey, we're not doing that." So this whole group, they're spiritually naive. So they're going to act like the simple. By the way, if you read the news, you can't avoid but hear it. They have this thing going on with the Lakers where one of the players, Russell, recorded one of his teammates talking about how he was cheating on his fiance. Somehow it came out in the public. His video, that wasn't video. It was audio. His audio came out, and now everybody's mad at him. Can I ask you something? Here's how you keep out of that situation. Don't cheat on your fiance. Okay? Now, should he have done it? I said, you know, oh, the code, garbage, whatever. Look, we're so warped in our society. Because you know what our society is? It's a bunch of simple people. Yeah, there's a lot of fools out there, those that are against God and all that. But there's a lot of them, they're just simple, and they just follow the crowd. Oh, that sounds like the right thing. Listen, why don't we just do right? But when you're around the simple, they're the ones that have the influence. And so what was this young man's problem? Why does he get into trouble? Because he was simple. They were choosing to be simple. When you do that, you get yourself into a lot of problems. We just have this careless attitude in our society. Yeah, sin, you know, what's a big deal? It is a big deal in God's eyes. So he acted out of his simplicity because he was hanging around with a bunch of simple. Letter B, he had a lack of maturity. He was a young man. I discerned among the youths a young man. Now, he was simple and he was immature. By the way, that is two really bad combinations. That is a bad combination. Simple and immature. By the way, there are some that have a degree of maturity when they're in their teens or early teens. But can I tell you something? We have a very immature society. That's why the younger you are, you might want to allow some authority in your life. Thank you, Brother Chim. You're the only one. And you're married, so you know about authority in your life. Okay? You know, you might want to allow someone to keep an eye on you. You single girls especially. Now, we're hammering on the guys today, but we're hammering on the guys to be careful against the girls. But let's just be honest. Don't trust men. Don't trust guys. Yep. Say, why would you say that? Because I know a lot of them. Yeah. I is one. Yeah. Okay? Oh, but, you know, he's just the sweetest guy in the world. He's a knucklehead. Yeah. We all are. But be very, very careful. You know what you need? And especially you ladies, maybe you don't have a father in the house or maybe you don't have a dad anywhere around. You need someone to help keep an eye on it for you. You need someone with, you know, a baseball bat. Just kidding. But you need someone to help you. Like, you know what? Can I explain something to you, young lady? That's probably not a good thing for you to be doing. That might put you in a position of compromise. That might put you in a position of temptation. Well, you know, I just don't see it. I understand that. You know why? Because you're simple and you're immature. So why don't you borrow somebody else's maturity until you grow to that point? Yes. Be trusting of God, particularly in his word. And I understand. You know who the people are that know everything? The younger you are, the more you know everything. I got all the answers. You don't even know the questions. Okay? The older we get, the more we realize, wow, the younger I was, the less I really knew. Yeah. So you might want to allow some help and guidance in your life. And by the way, it's not that people, your parents are trying to take your fun away from you or anybody's trying to dictate your life or be God. But can I just tell you something? When someone's mature, they might see things that you don't see. Yep. And so you want to allow that. But there's a lack of maturity. They're acting cheerful and immature. Next, letter C. He had no understanding. And these three really go together. He says, and he was void of understanding. You know what void means? Void simply means empty. It isn't there. You don't get the things of life. You don't get what can happen. His lack of maturity and simplicity and understanding caused him to be ignorant of the important virtues that life requires. You've got to get those. Virtues are lost in our society. Maybe it's because, maybe we struggle in this area because the family has been destroyed. It has. Divorce is still rampant. You have now the family's been redefined, and we understand that. We can't even get a definition of who should go into a bathroom. We're that messed up. And so and all this goes into play, and it causes people to, and they're more susceptible. I feel bad. Our young people are more susceptible to sin now than ever. Now, there's always been sin. Don't get me wrong. And this isn't one of those, when I was a kid, we walked 20 miles to school in a snowstorm uphill. And when we went home, it was 20 miles uphill still. Okay? It's not one of those stories. But I'm just saying, as technology hasn't increased, as our society has dumbed down parents, to not even know to give, you know, guidelines are wrong. You just say, yeah, other kids do. No, you don't. But we need to be careful about that. No understanding. Our society is more and more commonplace for our virtues to be mocked. You know why? They're not cool. And the sad thing is, Christianity now mocks those virtues. I get these emails. I read a book many, many years ago about help, you know, encouraging men to church, and his original book was okay. But so somehow I got on this email, and he sends me all his emails, and I don't. His last thing was like, well, one of the reasons men don't come to work is church is because for single men, we're too tight on the rules of dating. And I'm like, are you an idiot? Really? So you want us to loosen our morals to get more men to church? No, don't come. Yeah. That didn't go very well. It's like, how, I don't want to use the word stupid, but if I ever did use the word stupid, this would be the place. Really? Yeah. You know how you get men to church? You just preach the Bible and love people and encourage them. Yeah. You don't say, come on in and date girls any way you want. Really? Come on. Let's think through. Amen. That didn't go very well. Okay. Our society understands things, but we understand the wrong things. I like the verse there in Romans. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Yeah. You know we ought to really understand that which is true, right, and good. You know, we ought to be simple about evil. You don't need to know everything. Okay? I can tell sometimes kids get in trouble and you see the things they say. It's like, where did they learn that? Now, I've been around the block a few times. I know where they learned it. It's like, they don't need to know all that stuff. Be a kid. You know, by the way, that's why, and maybe we haven't thrown it out for a while, we'll just throw it out there. That's not why we're not for teen dating. Teen dating, and I don't use the word stupid, because that's not a good word to use. But if I did, that's what it would be. Listen, most of you 20 and 30-year-olds aren't mature enough for a relationship. Don't tell me a 15-year-old is. Okay, are you with me? It's just not there. Listen, enjoy being a teenager. Don't ruin it. Even as an unsaved. Now, I was unsaved and I had the wrong philosophy about the whole thing, and I dated every. But I didn't want to have one girl. I didn't want to have a girlfriend because I just saw my friends like, he's tied down like he's married already. That's and that was a good philosophy, but I'm just saying. It's like, listen, they're not. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have trouble making my bed in the morning. I don't need that. But we're not ready for it. And all this nonsense we throw on kids. Listen, you get older in life, you get ready to get married, you'll be fine. Everything will work out. It's all right. You don't need to know everything right now. Letter D. He was in the wrong place. Passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house. Now, he may have casually passed by. I don't know. But if that's where they hang out, he may have known she was over in that area. But either way, that was the place he should not have been. The corner, by the way, you know, it's like a spider. You know, the best place for a spider to put a web is in the corner because you have more angles in the wall and you have more of the wall to catch your prey. And there she is at the corner, the web. And he's, what's this over here? Okay, you know, that's not the good place to be. Be careful where you go. By the way, if he wasn't at the wrong place, wrong things would not have happened. Okay? There are certain places you go, this kind of stuff isn't going to happen. Don't put yourself in those places. The wrong crowd is there. The youth here just goes. It's amazing how much trouble people get into and act surprised. It's like, well, you know, I didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, I was hanging out at this nightclub. Okay, you're right. You're right. Nothing ever bad happens there. Okay. Look, you're not going to get arrested for a DUI after Sunday night church on the way home. Okay. Unless you're a Raider fan, then you came to church that way. Kidding. You know, come on. It's where you're at. It's who you're with. Be very, very careful about that. Parents, you watch your children. Just don't let them go everywhere. Well, what's wrong with them going there? They need to learn how to tough it out. They're not ready. Right. By the way, some parent, I had someone years ago, someone complained, they left, and like, oh, you're sheltering the kid. They need to get out there. They're not ready. Yep. It's like putting your 12-year-old, hey, you're gonna go fight that 20-year-old. No, wait till he's 20, and you get another 20-year-old and a baseball bat, and you'll be fine. But come on. They're supposed to be protected. Yep. And then they become adults and they learn how to put in some self-protection to keep themselves from getting in trouble. I'll tell you, I didn't have that as a young person. Most young people don't. That's why they need help. So he was in the wrong place. This one goes with it, letter E. At the wrong time. Okay. In the twilight. In the evening. In the black and dark night. Let me explain something. You singles, you younger ones, you don't need to be out at night. Nothing good is going on at night. Now, if you're with a group of Christians and you're doing something, okay, that's fine. But it amazes me. You listen to news like, oh, did you hear about this athlete? He got in trouble. I always know what's going to happen. So-and-so got jumped by four people. He was at a nightclub at 3 a.m. Duh! If he's eating at Denny's at 8:30 at night, that's not going to happen. He's at a nightclub. They're out at night, 2, 3, 4 a.m. You hear tragedy sometimes, some famous person, it's like, oh, and they got shot. Just wait for what's going to happen. They were in their neighbor, old neighborhood at 2 a.m, 1 a.m, night. When it gets nighttime, your natural defense systems start to go. Okay? You don't need to be out partying all night. I'm not saying, you know, be back and be in bed at 8. I'm not. Be careful who you're hanging out with and where you're going. You don't need to be hanging out late. I know that's counterculture. By the way, you know where that came from? That came from the world. When I was in high school, every Friday, the question that was asked, Brother Robert, or where's the, that's it right there. Where's the party, man? It wasn't at Steve's house. If we didn't have a party, we went to Robert's garage. Amen. I'm not preaching now. I'm telling the truth. So, but we, you know, hey, there's a party here. We'd all get in the car. That's where we went. By the way, we didn't go in there where they were serving birthday cake and punch. And the party wasn't over at 7:00. I mean, it was stuff that was going on late at night. And by the way, here's a shock. There was always a bunch of trouble. Listen, your kids don't need to be, your teenagers, you can hate me later. I love you to pieces. Don't be letting your kids be going out at all hours of the night. Nope. Just, look, I have daughters that are adults. Now, they're doing something legitimate with right people, but still, if it gets like 9:00, I'm like, where are you? I know exactly where they are. I told my friends, they're doing something right, but it's like, you need to come home. Say, well, who are you? I just like to text, you know? No, but we have to be very careful. Just hanging out at night is a problem. That's the way of the world. All right, that didn't go well. Number 10. And we may not even get through number 10, but we'll try. We talked about the strange woman earlier. Here we go. Number 10. If I lost friends there, we're going to really lose them in a minute, so pray for me. Y'all pray for me. I didn't practice for singing. Be alert to the warning signs of the strange woman. Alert to the warning signs of the strange woman. That's the woman that's not your wife. And in this instant, it's a woman that's being very provocative and she's going after people. And they're out there like that, by the way. You know, I had a buddy, and I don't think the girl was necessarily hitting up on him, but when we were working somewhere, one of the ladies from the office came out and she walked by him. Oh, hey, you smell really nice today. And she said, what's the name of that cologne you're wearing? And he said, Happily Married Man. I'm like, I like that, okay? You know, we have to be very careful. There's some out there. Now, for some of you, the way you look, you don't have to worry about it. No one's after you. But for some of us, it's a struggle. That's why we have to wear our wedding ring. I make sure mine's prominent. It's like, sorry, ladies, you were late. All right, whatever. The strange woman. Now he's going to tell us now in the verses after the ones we read, he's going to tell us the details of how it takes place. Now, these may not all apply to everything, but it does. Okay? So let's look at some of these things, okay? I wish it was time to finish. Letter A. The way she is dressed gets your attention. I'll say that down here. Sorry. The way she's dressed gets your attention. Okay? Now look. Behold, there met him a woman. Not just any woman. She didn't have it dressed down to her knees and down to her ankles and the track in her hand. With the attire of a what? Harlot. Huh. He calls it the attire of a harlot. By the way, you know what that means? In a sense, it means your dress identifies you. It does. Now, some people are just naive. I understand that. Ladies, be careful in your dress. Men, be careful what you're looking at when you get out there, because when you get out there, it's bad. Men, and you say, what's the big deal? I'll tell you the big deal. Men are motivated by what? Sight. I'm just telling you. Say, oh, there's something wrong with you guys. You're just, we're men. We're men. You could have a bunch of ladies walk by. If one is dressed a little bit more provocatively than the others, Tim, I'm going to confess to you. I'm going to notice her right off the bat more than the others. Not on purpose. Not because I'm like, I'm checking you out. Okay? I do have to confess something. When we went to Brother Bichardo's last week and a half ago, we left a little early. I took my wife. We went to the outlet mall, right when you cut out of the grapevine, you know what I'm talking about? So she wanted some clothes. She said, oh, buy me something. All right. So good husband. I went into a place called the Dress Barn. Now, I thought about that name for a minute, the Dress Barn. That sounds like where cattle get clothes. So I'm like, it's our weekend, I'm going to Brother Bichardo's, but my wife, we're having a good time. It's like, get what you want, come. So should I get this dress or that dress? You know what that means? You can have both. I'm going to try them on. So I'm waiting. And it's kind of a weird dressing room where it's kind of open area and they go to the back. So I'm just sitting here waiting. And as I'm waiting, a lady comes out of the dress room and stands right in front of me. And then she was actually conservative. Then two ladies came on this side and another on this side. And I had a rack behind me. I was trapped. And they're sitting there like, oh, girl, that looks good on you. And it's like, hey, turn around and zip this up for me. I'm like, oh, you're going to be kidding me. And so I can't get out of the way, but it was a modest dress. And they're all, oh, it looks good. She's like, no, you wear your black shoes and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't get out of there. So I thought, you know what? You do look good in that dress. And they're like, oh, see, I told you. But anyhow, I don't know if that had to do with anything, but I got stuck. See, so I know fashion. I know fashion. And by the way, that dress is like $50. I should have got a commission on that thing. Okay? Because she was on the fence until I jumped in. But listen, you got to be careful in how we dress, ladies. If there's an attire of a harlot, and I'm not saying we dress like the attire of a harlot. I'm not saying that. But I am saying we need to be careful. If we're not a certain way, let's not dress that way. Let's be very careful. Like someone said, if you're not for sale, don't advertise. Okay? You say, well, you shouldn't look. We don't want to, but we don't, but our flesh is like, you gotta be kidding me. Gotta look down or look the other way. Okay? Let's not advertise. If you belong to someone else, don't show yourself to anyone else. Yes. Guys, it should be like, she's mine. Well, that sounds male chauvinist. Drop dead. She's mine. That's why I said I do. Okay? You're his. So be very, very careful what we do. Remember, the package shows the product. If we don't want men to look, then don't show them anything they could look. Now, some guys are just, they are so far corrupted. They're just, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's be very careful. And men, you have to be very careful because once you get out of here, everywhere you go, they're not dressed right. Yeah. So you have to purposely make sure you're not looking. Because you can't, got to be careful. That area over there, can't look over there. Okay? Well, what's the big deal? It's a look. The look starts creating the thought in your mind. Excuse me. The thought in your mind is going to create an appetite. Be very careful. Don't look. The ladies where you work, be very careful. We are way too free in the modesty standards of ladies' dress. Not just outside the world, but it's creeping into our church. And thank God, by the way, let me just mind you, our church, we still believe in modesty. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you need to wear a gummy sack that goes down to your ankles. Okay, come on. Look sharp, look nice, but be very, very careful. And I'm not, you know, say, what? Remember the video? So we saw a video one where it was a guy saying, help a brother out. He wasn't even a Baptist. He goes, man, I go to church, and he goes, I can't even look. He goes, come on, ladies, help a brother out. And he was pretty good. How many of you saw that? It was pretty funny. What am I talking about? It's too high in places where it ought to be low. By the way, and I'm philosophizing with you right now. There has to be a standard somewhere. There needs to be a line drawn somewhere. Okay? Now, God draws the line at showing our thigh. Read the Bible. There's places in the Bible where it talks about for men too. You show your thigh, God calls that, the word he uses associates with that is nakedness. Right? So the standard we adhere to is the knee. You say, I don't believe the knee. Okay. Then where's your line? Well, above where? Okay, is it 1 inch above the knee? Well, no, it's just, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere. Because above the knee can go from here to where you're showing your undergarments. Everybody has a standard. Oh, you know, I don't like that. Okay, but where is yours? Well, you know, you just kind of eyeball. And by the way, ladies, don't ask your girlfriends. That's what they were all doing in front of me at Dress Barn. Fortunately, it was a very modest dress, and she was an older lady. Okay, she must have been Jerry's age. But it's like, you know, oh, how do I look in this? Is this too? Oh no, they're not motivated by sight. You look at a guy. It's like, I hope he's nice. But guys, we're motivated by so. Don't ask your girlfriends. And it's too high in places ought to be low. It's too low in places that ought to be high. It is. And we don't see it. Okay? I'm trying to be really, help us out. It's tight when it should be loose. Right? Well, you know, I'm covered. I know, but it's so tight that it's like there's nothing left to the imagination. You guys are leaving me on an island here. That's okay. I'll take a drink of water when the service is over. I'll go to my office and hide for a few minutes. And in some places, it's too loose when it should be a little tighter. It's loose. Oh, you know, it would cover, but it's so loose that, you know. So I'm just saying, and I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not trying to be unkind to anybody. I would never say, oh, just, you're a harlot. I'm not saying that. Sometimes we just don't understand, right? And if I was a man, I was going to say if I was a man, missed that one. That's why I want to use the ladies' restroom. Get that bill passed. I was going to say, if I was a husband. I am a husband. I don't want my wife showing herself to somebody else. That would make me uncomfortable. I don't want my daughter showing themselves to somebody else. Okay, it's like, no. By the way, ladies, and your husbands, don't be idiots about this, but if the husband says, you know what, that's, you know what he's saying? He's saying two things. He's saying, I like you in that, but I don't want other people to like you in that. So don't you like this? Oh, yeah, I like it. So what's wrong with you? I'm a man. I'm proving it right now because I was confused earlier. But I don't want other people to like it because they're men. You're mine. Okay? And by the way, I'm hers. Say, wow, she got the bad end of the deal. Duh. Okay? Could be worse. She could be your wife. Now, just saying, let's be careful about that. We're not trying to see, oh, well, you just want to be old-fashioned. No, it's not, we are old-fashioned in our beliefs, but it's not just to be old-fashioned. It's because we want to be right, that's all. Amen. There's enough that we have to fight out there, and somebody's like, why is that guy looking at me? I heard an illustration from a pastor one time. He was talking to his wife about something he felt she should not wear. He said, I'm a man. Trust me. I just want you to wear it. She didn't get it, so she wore it. He said that one, they were shopping somewhere, and they were in line, and there was a mirror, and the wife said she happened to look up, and she saw a guy checking her out because of what that thing she was wearing her husband didn't want her to wear. And you know what she said? She says, I get it. I get it. So I'm not, this is, but be very careful how we dress. You know, how you get someone is how you're going to keep them. And by the way, ladies, girls, if you want to get a guy by showing yourself, you're going to lose him to somebody that can show better. And if a guy only loves you or is after you because of that type of stuff, he's very shallow. Now, I'm not saying a guy ought to be very attracted to his wife. Ought to be very attracted to her. But you know what? There's more to it than that. See, what our society has done, and I'm done. What our society has done, we've flipped how a relationship should be started. A relationship should be based on of course, the initial attraction. Duh, I get that. But it ought to be there's a connection there. We're in agreement spiritually. We're in agreement mentally. We have a lot together. Boy, we really bond. Can I just tell you something? Once you have that, the physical will be all right later. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. That's the last thing you get. That follows the words, I do. Till death do us part. But what we've done in our society, we flipped it. Hey, she looks hot. Oh, do you see her in that dress? She's got it going on. Come on. Yeah, come on. And then you get with her and it's like, I have nothing in common with this girl. She's nuts. And she's looking at him and said, this guy is a jerk. They have nothing in common. But you know what they got connected with? That emotional physical attachment. And that was not what it should have been. That should come later after everything else is in line. So I hope you got that. I hope you took it with the spirit in which I gave it, okay? We'll stop there. Let's pray.